The Great Northern Radio Show was born in the 218. I'm referring to the area code ubiquitous across the forests and lakes of northern Minnesota, the northern burgs of Duluth, Bemidji, and the Iron Range. Back in kindergarten, I learned how to use the phone at our trailer house, a corded rotary dial number on the wall of the family's junkyard trailer house in Zim, south of Eveleth. And I learned that when it came time to call Grandpa and Grandma Brown's house, you just dialed the number. But when you needed to call Grandpa and Grandma Johnson in Keewatin, you had to dial those very important numbers, 218. And then something happened a couple years after that. Our mom and dad loaded us up in the back of the station wagon with suitcases. They told us to get in. They drove off to a land far away. It was a mythical, mysterious land, a place whispered on the wind, drifting into my room with the drone of the television announcers from the living room. We weren't going to Duluth. We were going somewhere else. Not this time, no. We were going to the Twin Cities. Actually, it was Golden Valley. Yeah, okay. Well, we didn't know any better, so same deal. In this land, 218 meant nothing. You were on your own, son. This was at least then 612 country, and the first time you heard those numbers, if you were a 218er, it wasn't pretty. 612ers didn't understand us, and we didn't understand them. So in the spirit of our state's colorful, passive-aggressive tradition of identification with the arbitrary area codes assigned by the phone company, the Great Northern Radio Players now present Area Code Rumble.
All right, Trisha and Gramps, keep your eyes open. We're walking in the cities at night. That means we could get attacked at any moment.
Sure thing, Randy. Have you seen the TV news? Metro crime has never been worse, according to something my grandma said many years ago.
I had a bad experience shortly after Korea.
All right, us 218ers have to stick together. We came down here to the Twin Cities for three reasons. One, to see Garth Brooks at the Target Center.
Check! Wasn't he wonderful? When he sang The River, I just wanted to crawl up his big sweaty frame like a jungle gym.
He was all right. Two, we need to attend a professional sporting event that we don't remember because we blacked out.
Did we do that?
I think so. I remember a men's room with a trough somewhere. And third, we need to help Gramps find the guy selling that boat he saw online.
I like boats more than I hate computers.
Well, stay alert. If you ain't on the freeway, you're in danger.
What's that?
Over there!
Well, 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 what do we have here, Gregory?
Looks like a pack of 218ers, Skyla.
I don't know. It's so hard to see them, what with all that camouflage.
Not hard to smell them, though.
Hey, that's just some venison jerky I've had in my pocket for a period of time.
Holy crap, Randy. That's from November.
What's a bunch of flannel fetish 218ers doing down here in the 612?
Back off, lady. No one wearing that many scarves gets to talk down to my man.
Hey, no one with that many back tats gets to sass my committed life partner.
Hey, leave her alone. Those tattoos are tributes to our kids. And also motorcycles.
Let me spell it out for you. We don't need any 218ers down here making the clubs lame, clogging up the roads with bad driving, or voting for anyone other than R.T. Ryback.
No time for that. God, I love R.T.
Well, we don't need 612ers sucking back craft brews while looking down their noses at our domestic cars.
Yeah, here's what I think of you.
Hey, he knocked my fedora in the mud.
You took it too far.
She tore my favorite Jack Daniels pajama pants.
All right, just hold on. Now, there's got to be a better way to handle this.
In my day, we usually used to call that a rumble.
A rumble? Yeah, whatever. Get your phone out. What's a rumble?
Yeah, let's do that.
Are you all Googling what rumble means?
Oh, It's a fight. Yeah, let's fight.
Oh, good. I was worried it was some weird metrosexual thing. So yeah, let's fight.
Weapons?
An aluminum bat from Checo's bar softball team.
Yeah, and my 10-inch Jiffy 4-stroke ice auger. God damn choke.
Nice. Your lame weapons will make it easy for me to cleave your skulls with this.
Stupid hoe.
Hey, don't talk to her that way.
Knock it off, Gregory. It actually is a hoe. Yesterday, it tilled a community garden. Today, it thirsts for 218 blood.
And check this out. I weaponized a Keurig single-serving coffee maker.
What flavor is that pod you just put in, Gregory?
That one is my favorite. 218 tears.
We'll see who's crying after we get done with you.
On my mark, we rumble. One, two...
Hold on there, everyone. Hold on. Hi, I'm Ed. Hi, Ed Gunderson. Hi, I'm Ed. Hi, Ed Gunderson. Hi, how are you doing? Say, I've been following all of this on Twitter.
Twitter? Who's tweeting this?
Well, it looks like @6124EVA.
Gregory!
I can't self-censor, Skyla. That would be selling out my brand.
Well, it occurs to me that you 218ers and 612ers are always fighting, but no one ever talks about us up in the 763. So we thought we'd come down and show you kids a thing or two. Ah, geez.
This dude brought a pipe. It's getting serious.
Well, actually, it's the post that came with a bird feeder I bought at Home Depot. You have the option of putting it on the post or hanging it on your deck. We tried it from the post, but it just looked better hanging on the deck. So reduce, reuse, recycle. That's what we said.
So, Ed, are you here with a gang or something? I only see you.
Oh, my wife Diane is in the van. She's on the phone. Everyone's caught in traffic. I told them to stay off 94, but everyone just goes the way their phone tells them to go. So, Diane, are you coming?
I'm on the phone with Becky. Did you tell them about 763?
Yes.
Did you tell them how we're sick of them forgetting
yes.
us?
Yes, dear, we did that.
Tell them we pay taxes.
I know, dear, yes, I will tell them that, yes.
Ask them if they know how hard it is to be part of the middle class when you've got two girls at the
yes.
U.
Okay, yes, dear.
Tell them!
Yes. Now, did you folks get all that? Did you get, okay.
We're wasting time. If you want a piece of the action, 763, you go right ahead. It's time to rumble.
Hey, knock it off.
What now? Who are you?
I'm Paul from the 651. We'd just like all of you to please be quiet. You know, we've got work in the morning. You ever heard of that? You can hear everything clear across the river.
Sorry, Paul. We didn't realize that this was a problem.
Oh, yeah. I know how it is. You want to have fun. But some people have responsibilities. Anyway, it'd have to involve the authorities in this matter, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely not, Paul. No. Wow. We're really sorry. We'll knock it off. Right, guys?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, who is this dipwad?
He can't help it.
Hey, everyone, back to my house. Diana's gonna do make your own tostadas in the rumpus room.
Tell them to bring a dish to pass.
The Great Northern Radio Player.